Hey everyone, welcome back to Heart Free Run's Impact 32 podcast. As many of you know, Heart Free Run is a network of over 100 different ministries all working to spread the gospel in Iran, Afghanistan, and the region. One of those partners that we have the honor of working with is ICM, which stands for International Cooperating Ministries. ICM is a nonprofit organization partnering globally with indigenous ministries to put a healthy church within walking distance of everyone in the world. I'm so excited to have here with me not only a ministry partner from ICM, but a dear friend of mine, Taryn Riley. Together, we're going to be taking an inside look into how ICM and Heart for Iran are working together to expand the global church. Taryn, thank you so much for being here with me.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Yes. It's such an honor and a privilege to be talking with you and to get to chat, not just like casually, but about the things of the Lord and what the Lord is doing around the world. So before we get into that, though, I kind of want to introduce people to who you are and just your heart and your mission for what you're doing. So I've known you since, 2017.
Yes.
It's been like 6 or 7 years. And we went to college together, just studying the things of the Lord. And for as long as I've known you, Taryn, you have always had such a heart for making sure that people know the message of hope and life and love of Jesus always. And so I want to know, like, where did that start for you? When did you know that this is like my heart, my mission, my passion?
Wow, that's a wonderful question.
Yeah.
I have to say it really started in the home for me.
Yeah.
Growing up, I was homeschooled
and
grew up in a Christian household. Mm-hmm. And I was saved when I was 8 years old.
Really? Okay.
And so, so around that time, I had recently been saved.
Yeah.
And one of the books that my mom would read with my siblings and I, it was called Window on the World.
Mm.
And it would help you study cultures and religions of the world.
Oh, wow.
So that you could pray for people of various backgrounds, for them to come and know the gospel message of Jesus Christ. And so around that age, I feel like a desire to be part of missions was so closely integrated with knowing Jesus for myself.
Wow, yeah.
And the first thing I wanted to do when I was little was like, oh, when I grow up, I think I'm gonna be a missionary,
Right.
And of course that ended up playing out in different ways later on.
Right.
But that was really kind of the beginning for me.
Yeah, I love that. It's from such a young age, that's such like big concepts, but really it's like the heart of the gospel is missions, because it's not just a gospel for us. It's like spurred on inside of us to share with other people, not just those around us, but those in other parts of the world. And so a lot of times, like, we can't really go to those parts of the world necessarily, but we can support and send. And what we're doing is, I'm so honored to be able to do what we're doing because we get to see the work happening in the other parts of the world. So Taryn, you work at ICM. Can you tell us what you do at ICM?
Yes.
Yeah.
So at ICM, I just celebrated 3 years at ICM, And over the past 3 years, I've had the opportunity to be part of our global discipleship team.
Okay.
And so on our discipleship team, I have the opportunity to help with our online discipleship initiatives.
Oh, that's awesome.
Our foundation's Bible study curriculum has been translated into so many different languages.
Wow.
And so I have the opportunity to make sure that those are deployed effectively and that people are truly ministered with those materials.
I love that. That's incredible, because it's not just like salvation, it's discipleship. And that's such a big thing here at Heart for Iran too, is that discipleship is at the forefront. You know, it's not just getting the message to people, but it's following up with them. It's making sure that they are strong in their faith and they have the answers they need and they're growing spiritually too in other parts of the world. So we've been honored to partner with ICM in like global church development. And I kind of want to, like, before we get into kind of our partnership, I kind of want to break it down and talk about first how ICM kind of got started with this mission and vision. I kind of know a little bit about our story at Heart for Iran, but what was kind of that launching pad for ICM
to do what they're doing globally.
Yes. Yeah. So it all started over 35 years ago. Yeah. Our founder, Dois Rosser, okay. he had actually retired. He had had a very successful oh, wow. career as a businessman
wow.
and started ICM truly mm. with the desire to leverage what was then called mm. the Mini Bible College.
Oh, okay.
And that material, it was actually developed by Pastor Dick Woodward out okay. of Williamsburg.
Oh, wow.
And something really powerful about his testimony mm. is that the Lord put this on his heart in his later years as well.
Wow, wow.
And this curriculum is a survey of the entire Bible.
Wow.
And so Mr. Rosser, he first started ICM in partnership with local ministries in India.
Mm.
And that is when the curriculum was first translated into Hindi.
Wow.
And so now many years later, it's been translated into 66 languages. And
wow.
There have been over 12,000 churches built where
oh
there's
my gosh.
Daughter congregations.
Wow. And just like expanding.
Yes,
exponentially.
Absolutely.
From them. Yeah.
It's really special to look at maps over the years and
wow.
see all of the dots that represent churches.
That's incredible.
That help to fulfill and support yeah. that vision to have a healthy church within walking distance of everyone in the world.
I love that. I love that that is at the forefront of everything ICM is doing. It's not just churches, but healthy churches,
yes.
thriving churches. And that has been such a great part of our partnership is like, that's our heart too, is getting the gospel to people, but also connecting them with their local underground church in Iran and Afghanistan. Can we talk a little bit about our partnership, our Heart for Iran ICM? You guys have not only partners, but friends, really. Can you talk a little bit about just like, what that partnership is, like how are we working together?
Yes,
yeah.
So it has been such a unique partnership
yeah.
that I know all of us at ICM deeply treasure being
yeah.
able to partner with you guys
Seriously.
At Heart for Iran.
Yeah.
Something that has been so beautiful about mm. being able to work together is that, as I've said, our curriculum is in so many languages,
yeah. Yeah.
Which especially includes Farsi.
Yes.
And so as we've been able to partner with you guys over the past couple of years,
yeah.
we have been able to have expertise from people who come
right.
from a Muslim background,
right.
Who know how to effectively minister to people
that.
With a completely different worldview, completely different mindset,
right.
and who have been able to help us leverage
yeah.
online platforms
yeah.
to have online small groups where people mm. actually come. And reading the testimonies of people who have been reached through
Seriously.
Our social media campaign,
yeah.
it's been incredible.
Yeah.
I think one of my favorite testimonies
mm.
that I found mm. going through various testimonies
right.
is that there was a woman who was reached through
mm.
our campaign,
yeah.
and she had been a Muslim. Her husband came
wow.
from a Muslim background as well,
wow.
and she wanted to learn more about Jesus,
mm.
and she came to dive deeper in mm. her understanding of the gospel through the initiative,
wow.
and then her husband, his heart was softened, and he wanted to learn more as well.
Oh my goodness.
So then together as a couple and their children
wow.
ended up being ministered to through our campaign.
Yeah. That's incredible. I love that. I've like heard different stories of not only an individual person, but it transforms their whole household. Like even I was had Jennifer on the podcast a little bit ago, and she was talking about how Superbook, you know, it touches the child, but then even just that child, it transforms the household because the
yes.
child is like, I want my mom to know about this. I want my dad. I want my uncle to know about this who's really struggling. You know, the child even knows that. And so it's when it's touching the individual, it's also transforming the household. And then from the household, it's transforming communities and underground churches. And so that is incredible. Thank you for sharing that with us because it's so important for us to know the testimonies because a lot of times we don't hear about these things, but then when we hear about it, we're like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's happening and it's so exciting. So I love that. And you guys have been such dear partners and friends with us. And we just love what you guys are doing. And so we, as on this podcast and our listeners, we want to pray for you guys. We want to be lifting you up and supporting you. Can you let us know, like, are there any things that you guys are looking forward to? Any projects, things that are coming up that we can really be, like, excited about and praying for you for?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for asking. So I would say one of the primary projects we're really excited about that's in development is our LMS, our online learning management system, because it really allows us to invite individuals, specifically students, into a deeper level of engagement where there's more accountability as they go through the discipleship curriculum. So prayers with all of the logistics that go into the development. And also for wisdom as specific languages are prioritized. I will say we're looking at Arabic.
And so
That's the next thing. Yes, definitely. Just prayers as we continue to minister in the Middle East, because that is such an incredibly important region that's really close, near and dear on my heart. And so having the opportunity to reach that area is just incredible.
Absolutely.
Thank you guys so much for joining us for this episode. It was so great to talk to Taryn and hear all that ICM is doing. If you want to know more about the work that they're doing, you can visit them online at icm.org. And we would love to stay connected with you. So you can visit us online at heartfreerun.com or follow us on social media at heartfreerun. Or if you have any questions or comments or want more information about anything you heard today, please feel free to email us at info@heartfreerun.com. And we would love to stay connected with you. So thank you so much for joining us, and stay tuned for what's to come on the Impact 32 podcast.